Hey, what's up? This is Cambry.
What's good? This is Kelsey.
And you're listening to New
Culture. Fuck! All right, let's do it again. Sorry. My bad. All right.
One of you two.
Hey, what's up? This is Cambry.
What's good? This is Kelsey.
And you're listening to New Culture. Ooh, okay. So today we have Matthias Young here with us. What's up? Woo-hoo!
Hey. We in the car. You feel me?
We're obviously recording him through a phone call. So
right,
that's
so
okay.
We have him remotely, not here. But it's all right. You know, it's good.
Hey, man, look, I'm somewhere in like Barbados. But this song, you know what I mean?
He on the yacht, y'all.
That's what you do with your pop.
Right. So
I'm going to meet up with Rihanna right now.
Okay, see.
Barbados.
Yeah, see, I mean, and you didn't invite me, so that just shows what kind of friend you are.
Hey.
It's fine. Shit. Okay. So, I'm going to try to call you Matthias for most of this interview. Because I'll probably say Christian a couple times. Do you want
that
me to...
That feel weird. I don't think I like that.
What, say Matthias or Christian?
Yeah. But, hey, no, that's cool, though.
No, I'm saying which one?
Christian. Just call me Christian. Just let them know that, like, Christian is my actual name.
Okay. So, me and Christian, Matthias Young... we kind of met under some weird circumstances. I mean, I don't really want to talk about that, but I mean,
go ahead and talk about it, man. Go ahead and speak on it.
What I'm supposed to say? It's your business,
man. Put a name on it.
See, now you're trying to get yourself in trouble, and I'm not finna do that. I'm not finna do that to you or to that person, because you know what? I'm a child of God.
Juice.
So.
We met through somebody I was with at the time.
It is what it is, I guess. But anyways, we have Matthias Young here. His real name is Christian. So, I mean, if you know you want to call him Christian or Matthias Young, it's whatever you want to do. So, anyways, let's talk your last project, Take the Night Away. I mean, of course, I've heard it. Kelsey, have you heard some of it?
Or? I went on SoundCloud. And tried to listen to a couple. I don't know if it was from Take the Night Away. I don't ever freaking look at title tracks. I just let it play. But, I mean, I liked what I heard. And when he first told me about Christian, I never had heard of him before. And then I went and looked you up. And I know that you've worked with some other people, which is really dope, too. So, I mean, I dig. I went and followed you on Instagram and everything. And, you know, when I follow on socials, it's real. You know, I follow you on SoundCloud, it's real. So.
Okay, what's really bad is I didn't even know how to follow people on SoundCloud just up until, a few months ago.
You're older.
And the sad thing is I'm older than you.
I know. Y'all both older than me. But I didn't know how to follow people. I mean... I didn't know, how people were following me. I just posted stuff. I don't really know how to work. Despite the contrary of, I guess, you know, Instagram and Facebook. I don't know how to work a lot of, social media and stuff. Even though, I'm good at computers, it's just, it never clicked to me to how to look and how to find somebody. I mean, and follow somebody on SoundCloud. So, shit. Yeah. But anyways, circling back to the question, Take the Night Away. I mean, if you want to give maybe a brief description of, you know, what the album was about or, you know, sonically, you know, kind of what's going on or maybe, you know, just even background of who worked on the album, you know, let us know.
All right. I'll go ahead and say a little bit about it. So the album basically was just my life. In the span of a year, I guess, from when I started working on it till, you know, May when it came out. It was just what was going on in my life, you know. It wasn't really a super deep concept. It just, I was just making songs and I kind of just put together I put together what would be a really cohesive project. Just everything I think would sound good together and just put it together in a project. That's pretty much it. I just called it Take the Night Away. So, because I just, I just remember, like, listening to all the songs in my car and just, like, always getting ideas as I'm driving, like, just listening to, like, rough ideas or just, you know, whatever. So I was like, you know, take it, you know, take the night away. Boom. Yeah, you know.
Take the night away. Look, them night drives be helping, though. I know I take drives sometimes when I need to think and creatively if I'm stuck somewhere. So, I mean, I understand. I can understand the title to what you tied it to. So.
Cool. See, I'm glad that you understand.
And see, y'all making me feel old because, I mean, really, like, I don't like to be out at night like that unless I need to be.
Your car you need to hang beeping. With your girl. I mean, you need to hang with me.
And see, like, I'm just, I don't know. I really like to be in bed at least by, like, midnight. Like, I'd really only be up if I took a nap in the day. Like, I just, y'all just making me feel really old right now. But, I mean, okay, so, obviously, Take the Night Away. I really enjoyed the record. I mean, definitely when you say a cohesive project, that's exactly how I felt. Because I feel like, I mean, as first album, sometimes things aren't really developed. There's, like, a lot of loose ends. But I didn't feel that way when I listened to your project. Just because it was, you know, just, like you said, cohesive. So, I mean, I guess that's pretty much the same vibe that I got from it, too. Now, what would be your favorite song if there was, like, if Take the Night Away was literally just one, like, if it was just one track, what song would you pick off of there? Like, what would be your go-to?
Hold You Close.
I do like that song. No, I had to, like, I had to think about it, because that wouldn't be my first choice. Like, if I had to throw the whole album away besides one song, I would probably keep Takeoff.
Why would you keep Takeoff?
Because I play that song, like, a lot.
He's probably the reason why you got so many spins on that song, then.
No, like, because literally, like, I mean, I don't, like, since it's on title, like, it makes it easier for me to listen to it on there. So, like, I mean, even though I know the project's on SoundCloud, but, like, it is on all streaming services as well. So, if you want to go get Take the Night Away, you know, you can get it everywhere.
Man, go ahead and cop that, man.
Let me go ahead and utilize my iTunes for our
streaming people. Okay, the thing that hurts artists the most, and this is, you know, from being an artist, and everybody else can tell you this, if you have friends that are musical artists, do not save their album on Apple Music or Tidal. Either go download it or just use your data if you ain't got unlimited and stream it, because we don't get paid as soon as you download that album. Like, we're not getting paid anymore because it's on your phone. So, therefore, I just wanted to say that because, I mean, we make music and for people to like it and hope that we make money back because we spend our resources on making it. So, that's
all. Yeah, we need some money, okay? You trying to run that, man, look, you trying to run that check to go.
This is a dope album cover. I'm over here, but I'm about to purchase it right now. So that means you guys have to also.
See,
you can go to the club and spend $10 to get in. You can spend $10.
You feel me?
On Matthias's or Christian's, sorry, album.
$9.99
plus tax. That's not even bad, bro. You can go eat
plus
dinner.
Tax,
bro. You can go eat dinner even if mom's cooked already.
You feel me?
You can buy the album. So just go ahead. And
just go buy it. Okay. Like, I'm not going to tell you to buy nothing that I don't feel is worth buying, but you really need to buy this. And like I said, if you stream it, don't download it, because you really cutting your friends out of.
Hey, but look, check this out. If you broke, though, if you ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying? You can go on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? Download the app. SoundCloud is free.
Mm-hmm. And look, quiet as kept, we get paid from that too. So if you ain't got
right,
no money,
okay, we just ain't gonna talk. You know what I'm saying? We just ain't gonna talk about it, but you know,
we gonna let you think you are getting something for free, but you gonna hear an ad though.
Right, something.
Okay. So next thing I wanted to talk about was definitely, and I don't even know this, but what made you want to get into music, and kind of like how long have you been doing music? I mean, if you could do a short kind of like, you know.
Nah, I got you. What made me get into music is just being around my mom when I was younger. She used to like do, she used to rap back in the day.
Oh shit.
Whoa,
and
okay.
Yeah, she used to rap back in the day. And then my dad used to like produce back in the day. So just, but growing up, I played basketball. I didn't even do music. But just, I feel like I have those in the back of my mind. Just like remembering from when I was, you know, I'd be around them. You know, it kind of, I guess it kind of just inspired me to like try it. Cause I'm like, okay, well, they did it. And I was kind of, you know, grew up around it. So hey, you know.
Okay.
But, sorry, what was the other question? My bad.
And how long? Like, how long?
Oh, how long? I started in, like, 2012.
Okay.
So really? Only 5 years.
What'd you say?
So, 5 years.
5 years? I put out, what was I about to say, 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago. No, it might have been more than, but... I made this CD of like all these trash ass songs, and I was like passing around my high school, and like I put it online. No, like it was free, like, and it was just really bad. Like I just really had to think about that. Like my music honestly was not even good until like 2 years ago. Not even 2 years ago, like last year.
Camry gets on my nerves with that because you got some tracks, bro. You,
I haven't put anything out.
You're even good right now.
I haven't put anything out.
That's okay. I mean...
But, I mean, I feel like...
J. Cole ain't put nothing out for, what, 3 years and came and dropped the album. Sold out all shows in his tour. And he was quiet.
I'm not J. Cole. I'm more like Nick Cannon.
Why would you drag yourself like that?
No, but I mean, Christian, like, I mean, I feel like you have to feel me on this. It's like, okay, even though you have stuff, it's just, like, figuring out what... is like the best time to put it out. And I feel like that's kind of like with every artist though, because like, yeah, we be recording, like that's why I be hiding in my room. And Christian asked good for hiding in his room, because let me tell you about Christian. he's busy, like I get he's busy, but then like at the same time he's like not busy, like he can afford to.
I be busy all the damn time.
I mean, but I feel you on that, because when I take pictures or if I design something, like, I have pictures still on my laptop that I've taken months ago and I haven't dropped it because I just feel like it's not the right time. So, I mean, I definitely feel you on that. Just don't call yourself Nick Cannon. I have another question, Christian, and this comes from me looking on your Instagram, and you got a video on there of you performing. Tell me, how does it... If I would come and see you perform, like, what's the atmosphere? Like, are you that performer that likes to hear the crowd, like, say your lyrics, or do you like hyping them up? From your videos, I feel like it's hype. You like hyping them up, because I was lit watching it. And I was sitting in my bed, so.
I like, I don't know. I mean, it's like a mix of both. Because I do have songs where, like, you know, I mean, they're hype songs, so obviously I want people to be hype. And then there's songs that, like, I want people, you know what I'm saying? I might stop rapping for a while, or just, like not a while, but a couple seconds, you know, during a song, and you can hear everybody saying the words. So it's kind of like a back and forth type thing. Like, I like a crowd response. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, getting hype, you know, like being involved with the crowd, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess, well, where was that Culture Shock that I was at and I shot those videos? Was that Culture
Shock?
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Culture Shock was wildin', and I threw a water balloon in somebody's face. Oh, and like, wow. I was like, I feel so bad. Like, I just want to give him a hug. Like, I think I kept saying that repeatedly.
Man, because you suck. That's why.
No, I definitely, like, literally, I wanted to disappear in that moment.
You threw,
like,
it dead in somebody's face.
Dead in somebody's face. Did you see that on stage?
I did see that on stage.
Right, that's like you and the Ray Shremmer concert when that dude said something. They threw water bottles and knocked a chunk of freaking skin off his face. Now they're trying to
He's trying to sue him.
I know, literally. And like,
yes!
And wow.
Let's not go that far, though.
Right, and look, we don't got no money like that. We ain't got no insurance, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to need you not to sue me. Can you just take this $20 and collect and pass go or whatever it is? Yeah, and exactly. What you call it? In Monopoly?
Yeah.
No, like... And I felt so bad. Literally, I was like, I feel like I just need to go and give him a hug and like give him my deepest apology because I felt so bad like when I did it too. Because I was trying to record with the phone. You ain't got no type of aim. What?
I said you ain't got no type of aim.
No. Well, okay. So I was trying to record with the phone, but get the water balloon toss with the phone. Oh my gosh. But then I couldn't really do both at one time.
Oh my gosh. He's not allowed to come to any more culture shock events. Nothing that involves with water, you throwing anything. We're not going to do that.
Nope.
Like, it was just, oh my God, it was so trash. So as far as, you know, like, future projects, I mean, what do you have going on?
I'm working on an EP. It's like 4 songs that I'm trying to finish up. But like I work on music every single day. I just, like, when I get off of work, I'm just... tired and trying to get ideas out. I kind of been forcing them like over the past month, so I haven't really made anything I like. But like recently, like this week, I kind of like started to like everything I've been making. I kind of like loosened up this past week, so you know, I'm making stuff again that I like. So hopefully that little project will be done by the end of this month. And then I'm working on another album that probably won't be out till next year sometime. So.
Oh.
But I was gonna call my EP, I was gonna call it Gemini, but fucking Macklemore just dropped a project called Gemini, so now I gotta change the name of my project.
Macklemore.
Actually, you know what? You should have like got a copyright on that because they're not that expensive.
Fucking Macklemore.
Fucking Macklemore.
Yeah, no, like fuck him. Because I feel like Gemini, like, I can already see, like, a dope cover. Okay, let me tell y'all something about Christian. So, I would bring Christian, like, all these ideas. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I think you should do this. Like, this would go really well with this. And then he just turns me down.
Because you hit me up. You like, nah, let me do it.
No, but I said, literally what I said. I was like, no, keep your main vocal. And I was like, I can show you what I think would fit here. And then if you want to do it, but if not, you could just let me do it. That is literally what I said.
I can read the message. You gave me
I can read the messages too.
Oh,
I can read the messages too.
God.
You said, hold on.
My man is really about to go get the receipts.
Yep.
You said I can either do them or show you what I was saying.
Didn't I say that? I said or show you what
said,
I was saying.
I can either do them or show you what I was saying. I'm like, how you gonna show me what you were saying? And you don't even got it.
Because if I do it, then you can be like, okay,
how
that
you gonna do it though?
And then go and record it. I mean, oh, you know, we can send files back and forth all day.
Listen, man. I didn't even get the initial idea out. You thought it was the hook. It wasn't even the hook.
It sounds like a hook.
Anyway.
Definitely a hook.
All I gotta say is, if y'all gonna be on the track, please let me be on there. All I gotta do is hum like Kid Cudi.
Mm.
Right. That's
all
be looking
I gotta
up
do.
In the sky.
Hook of 2017.
Pretty much. Like, that is everything. That's no, funny, but for real, like, I'd be like, Christian, ooh, like, I have this idea, or, like, I made this beat, and I was like, the only person I could hear on this is really Christian, like, this beat don't even have no place for myself, like, and so I sent it to Christian, and, okay.
And I said I was gonna do it, I just ain't got around to it.
But,
you
can get around to it.
Cause like, trust me, like, every day I wake up, I'm like, damn. Can't, like, I still haven't done this verse for Cambry.
No, you're not.
And every morning I'm sad.
Definitely a lie.
Back on my bullshit. Back on my bullshit.
Literally, no, he ain't think about that. He ain't even think. They ain't even cross your mind. It's fine. I gotcha.
You're annoying.
Because I'd rather link up like together and we just do it right there. I don't lie on the spot.
I mean, you let me know when you're free, and I can see if I'm free, and you know I'm good.
I know, I'm trying to free up, man. I'm so busy. Like, when I say I'm so busy, I'm not lying to you.
I feel you. That's why I canceled my birthday dinner, because I don't want to do nothing. This is the time when I actually have to do nothing. Though, I mean, we can go for lunch.
Right. You feel me?
So, no, I get it. Like, definitely. And I was literally having this conversation with myself today. And that's why I'm like, I feel you on so many levels. It's just that, like, either when you have time, I don't have time, or vice versa.
Exactly.
Make sure you take time. Don't burn yourself out, because probably the reason why you felt like you were forcing your music was because you ain't give your time to sit back and relax for a little bit and, like, unwind, you know? So everybody got to take a break every once in a while.
And he not.
Nah, I don't got time to.
See, that's the one I'm talking about.
But the thing is, okay, you, like, how I'm starting to, like, feel about time and things like that is that it's one of those things, like, you'll make time if you want it. You know what I mean? If you truly, truly, truly want or need to do something, like, you'll make time for it.
Yeah, so Matthias Young will be featured at our after party for the art show that we're doing November 4th called The Pop-Up, and then right after that is the the after party. So definitely, I hope he turns up. I hope he can put Fort Wayne on. We're trying to put him on before you step in, so when you come in, you probably walk away with ear full of fans. So.
Because the Fort Wayne sucks, man. Like, let me tell you, like, the creative scene in Indy, even though it's not where it needs to be, it is definitely, like, 12 steps ahead of Fort Wayne. And that's why, like, the same vibe that I can get, you know, from y'all in Indy is, like, what I want to bring here. So that way we can step up our creative scene and be like, well, this shit's not too far away. But we shouldn't have to take a trip to be able to get this experience. Like, we need to manifest this in our own city, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why we want to bring you here, you know, and we want to get it together. That makes sense. Because, like, I mean, I already know, like, the crowd's gonna be live as soon as they hear the tracks. It's just that they're gonna be
that beat drop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But anyways, everybody, that was Matthias Young.
Thank you so much for taking the time out your day to let us talk.
Man, no problem. I just walked into the house, so
go take a nap.
Please sleep.
Nah, man, like, I've been at work since, like, 5, and I got off at, like, 1, I gotta keep moving, you feel me?
I feel that.
Hell no. Definitely gonna take a nap. All right, well. All
right, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on our show, and, yeah. I mean,
it's a wrap! Woo!
I just did a little dance, but, of course, y'all can't see that.
Yeah, okay.